Drive time on RTE Radio 1 with Ulster Bank Business Achievers Awards. Get your business the recognition it deserves. Why not tell us your success story at businessachieversaward.com?
There's concern over the high rate of dropouts in the first year of many third level courses. Figures in today's Irish Times suggest one in six drop out across third level, with many more in specific areas like computer science. Tom Boland is the chief executive of the Higher Education Authority. He's here in studio, and you're welcome to studio, Tom.
Good evening.
You haven't yet published your report for 2013-14, but what are the rates, the dropout rates, looking like?
Let me briefly say, Mary, your listeners might like to know that we will publish it tomorrow. So as of this time tomorrow, it should be on our website. Today's report in the Irish Times appears to be a combination of figures from our report, but also some figures gleaned from Freedom of Information requests.
Okay.
And the latter are particularly related to the very sensational and indeed very disturbing dropout figures of 80%.
They are worrying.
Well, they are. But I think I would, with no disrespect to the journalists concerned, I would treat those with some respect, I suppose, and I'd like to see the basis for the analysis. Certainly, they are not reflected in our report.
Well, but, you give me the facts as you have
them. Yes, indeed. There is a significant dropout in the Irish higher education system. Something in the order of 16% right across the sector dropout. Now, at the risk of sounding complacent, I have to say, first of all, that Ireland, those figures are not out of sync with what is what happens in good higher education systems around the world. And also, quite interestingly, they haven't actually disimproved since the recession, since 2007. Given the very significant reduction in staff and resources in the higher education sector, one could only deduce that, in fact, at 16%, the higher education sector has managed quite well to retain it at that level.
But within
16%
that,
is still
it
too
is,
much.
And within that 16%, presumably there are some particular courses that are showing very high rates of dropping out that are very worrying. And what are those courses?
ICT does head the list.
Why?
In level 8. The figure there is of the order of 20% right across the universities and institutes of technology. It's higher in the institutes of technology at 26%, and it's about 15% dropout in the universities in level 8 ICT courses. And these level 8 courses are the majority of courses.
These are mainly computer courses.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. But just as an interesting point, the next worst is 19%, is construction studies. So ICT isn't completely on its own in this space.
What else have you got in the high numbers there, as well as the ICT courses, the construction studies, as you say? Are there others?
The only other one that's of that nature would be services, which is a broad-ranged topic. But certainly the ICT has a very particular resonance and importance because of the importance of it to the Irish economy. And therefore, it is, of course, a particular focus of interest and concern.
Have we enough research? Have we done enough research to find out why students, first of all, they opt for these courses and they presumably like what they're looking at. And then a few months in, they're either not coping or they're finding this is not what I thought it was going to be.
Yes, I think it's probably a combination of students being poorly informed and ill-prepared. Ill-prepared particularly because of mathematics. Mathematics is core to ICT programs. And unless young people, and we're talking here mostly of young people, unless they have the maths capacity, then they're not going to be able to succeed in well, let me rephrase that.
They'll find it very difficult.
But they will find it difficult. Bear in mind, some three quarters of them do succeed. Mm.
But to qualify in the first place, they will have to have attained a certain level in their Leaving Cert, will they not?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Which you would expect would give them that level of proficiency to move on.
Yeah.
But they're not doing that.
They're not doing that. And it may be a question of, as I say, ill-prepared or ill-informed, doing courses that they actually aren't suited for. And although the higher education institutions do, by and large, give quite a lot of support to students, there may well be more that they can do. It's also interesting that in relation to maths, I mean, the numbers in taking honours maths have increased very significantly from 16% in 2010 to 28% now. But it's fairly obvious that a lot of them are not going into ICT courses. And that is may well also point to a role for the industry, for business in the ICT businesses to attract people into that into careers who have very high level of maths proficiency. So it's I think it's a multifaceted issue requiring different responses from different groups of people.
Do you believe we need a foundation year for ICT courses, a more broad-based foundation year before they specialise in various areas?
Certainly the system as a whole is moving more towards a broader courses, more generic courses. There was some controversy a year or so ago around the extent to which there was fragmentation of courses in the higher education system. The system now, as part of the Minister for Education and Skills Transition Programme, is moving much more to generic entry. So students may well enter into a science programme and in that find out where it is their strengths lie and where their interests lie.
It is very worrying, and I'm sure you would support a need for greater research, because if they drop out, first of all, they will lose. It's going to cost them an awful lot more. If they have grants, they may well be losing these. And you may lose people to third level altogether. They never come back.
It absolutely is a core issue of importance to us. Across all the disciplines, something in the order of 6,000 students drop out. Well, 6,000 students are 6,000 lives, 6,000 people. And it is potentially very damaging for them. So this is not, while I say that Ireland is very consistent with good performing systems, that's not to be complacent. I think we require our higher education institutions to be more proactive in this space. But also we need students to be better prepared at second level, both in terms of preparation for particular disciplines, but also in their choices.
Okay.
And career guidance is very, very important there. And so, as I say, there's a range of actors.
Tom Boland, Chief Executive of the Higher Education Authority, thank you very much. And we'll watch out for those official figures coming from you tomorrow. They'll be on your website.